Michael Jackson went to number one on the singles chart back on this day in 1988 with The Way You Make Me Feel. It was the third single from Jackson's seventh studio album, Bad, produced by producer Quincy Jones. Eventually, Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson parted ways. Here is Quincy Jones chatting about his relationship with Michael in the later days.
Well, I think at one point he probably felt that I wasn't in touch with the market anymore. I'm being really honest now, because I remember when we were doing Bad, I had DMC in the studio because, you know, I could see what was coming with hip-hop. I could see it. That's my gift. I can't drive, but I can see it a mile away. He was telling Frank DeLeo that I think Quincy's losing it, you know, and doesn't understand the market anymore. He doesn't know rap is dead. This is 1987. Rap hadn't even started.
On this day back in 1990, David Bowie announced his forthcoming Sound and Vision tour. The concert tour surpassed Bowie's two previous tours by visiting 27 countries and included 108 performances.
I will sit right down, waiting for the gift of Sound and Vision.
Santana started a three-week run at number one on the album chart with Supernatural. The album, which went on to win 8 Grammy Awards, spent a total of 9 weeks at number one back in 2000. And having a birthday today, Anita Pointer, singer with American R&B group The Pointer Sisters, who had the 1981 number two single, Slow Hand. She turned 72 today.
When it comes to love, I want a slow hand.
Today, music for Thursday, the 23rd of January at Mix 104.9.